would use that.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。 As we look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we see what all this plays with this chapter.
在这个经文里面我们看到呢，就是跟这些事情很有关。我不知道你有什么感受呢？是过去十年又一波又一波的灾难。
I don't know what you think. Over the last 10 years, we've seen disaster after disaster.
你记不记得波斯湾战争、911恐怖分子活动、亚洲经济风暴、沙士？
Do you remember all these things that have happened, like the Persian Gulf War, 911, the terrorist activity, the financial crisis of 97 in Asia, and then SARS?
南亚海啸、禽流感、四川大地震、海地大地震、澳洲半个澳洲水浸。
How about the tsunami in Indonesia, avian flu, the earthquake in Sichuan, the earthquake in Haiti? How about the swine flu? And then Australia last year, half of it being submerged underwater.
我们看到伊斯兰国家的政变，又现在看到日本大地震海啸、核厂的威胁。
And then we see the changes in the Middle East, and now we're seeing Japan with the earthquake, tsunami, and the atomic energy plant.
我们看到很多人会觉得，是不是末日？是不是耶稣回来的？是不是世界完完了？
And we look at these things and we start thinking, is it the end of the world? Is Jesus coming back? Is it the Great Tribulation?
弟兄姊妹，这个跟今日的经文非常之有关系。
And that's what this passage is talking about today as we're looking in 1 Thessalonians.
因为当时帖撒罗尼迦教会的人收到保罗第一封信，
跟着有很多人搞错了，以为耶稣很快回来的，于是他不做工，他是次工，就去到
传福音，要其他人养佢嘅话，耶稣翻嚟，我哋受逼迫，我哋受困难嘅，系肯定耶稣翻嚟，我哋等佢咯。Because
after they received the first letter to the Thessalonians from Paul, many people quit their jobs and they misunderstood Paul and they said, "Oh, Jesus is coming so soon. Let's just go out and preach the gospel. We're being persecuted. We're suffering, and that means Jesus is coming. So we're just going to wait."
于是保罗要写第二封信鼓励佢。
他说你受患难，你受逼迫，你受痛苦，这些不是灾难的，这些不是大灾难，你要继续持守你的工作。 And so Paul wrote to them in 2 Thessalonians, and he told them that you're suffering, you're under persecution, you're experiencing these bad things, but this is not the great tribulation. You need to continue and to have faith in Jesus Christ and to continue with your life.
所以我们是继续看第一节。 不如我们看第一节至到第六节啊。
We'll look at verse 1 to 6 first, okay?
保罗、西拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦，在神我们的父与主耶稣基督教里的教会，愿因为平安从父神和主耶稣基督归于你们。 弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神，这本是合意的，因你们的信心额外增长，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足，甚至我们在神的各教会里为你们夸口，都因你们所受的一切逼迫患难中
仍旧存忍耐和信心，这正是神公义判断的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国。你们就是为这国受苦。神既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人。
读到第七节，也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。 那是主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现。我原本应该读晒，不过我唔想读，不过读埋第八节啦。I wanted to read the whole chapter, but I don't want to take all the time right now. But let's continue on to 7 and 8. 要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人。 OK, 一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，今日我们可以听你的话语，靠耶稣透过这个经文里面教导我们，安慰我们的心，让我们可以从这个经文更加明白主你跟我们讲的说话。多谢主，奉耶稣名求。在这个经文里面呢，看到保罗是针对帖撒罗尼迦的人的心态。 Here we see that Paul is reacting to what the Thessalonians were doing. 他收到他的第一封信，一年之久，一年之内呢，他写第二封信给他。The Thessalonians received Paul's first letter, and within a year, he sent them the second letter. 因为他以为呢，就耶稣回来，我受患难，我受痛苦，是耶稣回来，我要是等耶稣了。And because they were suffering and being persecuted and having trials, they said, Jesus is coming back. 保罗就没有否认耶稣回来。但是他告诉他，你受这些患难未是。 Paul was not denying that Jesus is coming back, but he was saying these trials are not it yet. 如果你是学两本书，你会知道帖撒罗尼迦前书就是讲到耶稣是天空出现，教会被提那个真理。 If you study the two books of Thessalonica, you know that the first book of Thessalonians is talking about Jesus coming in the clouds in the rapture of the church. 帖撒罗尼迦后书是讲紧耶稣和教会一起是落到世界的地面。And 2 Thessalonians is talking about the church coming with Jesus back to the earth. 所以第二章第后书就是讲紧我耶稣回来世界，在世界上要审判罪恶和作王。So 2 Thessalonians is talking about Jesus coming back, establishing his kingdom on earth, and being the king here on earth and judging sin. 所以保罗讲了，我们现在受这些患难逼迫呢，就不等于是末世的时间，但是可能迈向末世。So Paul is telling them that all these trials and tribulations that you're experiencing, it's not the great tribulation yet. It might be leading up to the tribulation, but it's not there yet.帖撒罗尼迦的人真的受很多逼迫的，他因为信耶稣被人逼迫，他有痛苦有困难。 You know, the Thessalonican church, they were under persecution. They had people persecuting them for their faith. They had trials, they had tribulation. 有很多的逼迫，很多的困难，但是这些逼迫困难令到他怎样呢？ And they were suffering. They had lots of trials. And what did these trials and suffering cause for them? 你看看保罗怎么说，他是信心忍耐增长。 And Paul said that their faith and their patience grew. 因为他保罗跟他讲过第二节，愿因为平安与你们同在。 And like in the second verse, Paul says, may peace and grace be with you. 你知道你面对逼迫，面对困难，面对试炼的时候呢，你需要主的平安。 You know that you face trials and tribulations, you need the peace of God and the grace of God.我们需要主的同在，是面对什么困难，有神帮到我们，我们可以平安。 We need Jesus with us so that whatever we face, we can have peace. 我们不需要好像出边的人抢盐抢米，惊到哎呀死啊，世界要完完啊。 We don't have to be all flustered and worried and start hoarding up the rice and the salt because we're afraid it's the end of the world.耶稣要你心里面有平安，有主同在。 Jesus wants you to be at peace in your heart because you have Jesus with you. 所以保罗说，愿平安与你同在，愿神耶稣帮到你。 And may you have peace and maybe Jesus be with you and helping you through this time. 保罗赞佢，话佢嘅信心系有增长，佢话佢做得好好。
And Paul is complimenting them and praising them because their faith grew.
你第三节系咪？第三节保罗讲得好好，感谢神，因为你嘅系额外又增长。
And Paul said he's praising God because their faith grew in amazing ways.
其实冇人喜欢有困难，但是我们知道困难对我们好。
You know, nobody likes to have trials, but trials are good for us.
你看第四节，甚至我们在神的各教会里为你们夸口，都因你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中，仍旧存忍耐和信心。
In verse 4 it says that they're just bragging about them in all the churches because they have grown in faith and patience through their trials.
你今天有没有面对困难试炼？
Are you facing trials today?
你有没有面对一些挑战?
Have you faced challenges today?
你信耶稣，你可以在这些困难里面生长。
And if you're a Christian, you can grow through these trials.
雅各书第一章第二节第三节都告诉我们。
In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, it tells us that.
他说我们面对百般的试炼当中要以大喜乐。
James says when you face many trials, you should rejoice.
因为这些试炼呢是会产生忍耐。忍耐完全你是毫无缺陷。
Because your trials will cause you to have patience, and as your patience matures, you will be without blame.
神好奇妙是吗？神是要祝福我们，让我们经历到祂，但是透过试炼患难，我们成长。
And so it's amazing, God wants us to grow, He wants us to experience Him, but we grow through trials.
所以基督徒呢，遇到困难、痛苦，我们要相信、承认困难帮我们成长。
So as Christians, as we face trials and difficulties, we need to realize that these difficulties are for our benefit. They help us to grow.
那可能你不喜欢考试，个都不喜欢考试。我知道有人考紧试这段时间。
Maybe you don't like to take exams, but I know many of the young people are in exam times this few weeks.
但你不考试，不经到考验呢，你不知道你自己得不得。
But if you don't have exams, you can never know for sure if you know it or you don't know it.
是吗？所以其实考试是对你有益处，可以给个确认你。
And so an exam is for your benefit. It can give you an assurance.
如果你考得好，你可以确认我识的。
And so if you do good on the exam, you can be sure that you know it.
如果你考得不好呢，又可以确认我要更加努力，要温多啲。
And if you don't do good on the exam, then you can have the assurance you know that you have to study harder.
所以考试对我哋好嘛，但可能我哋觉得考试系一个试炼，一个患难。
And so exams are good for us, but maybe we think exams are a disaster. They're a trial, they're a tribulation that I don't want.
保罗系话我哋听呢个好消息，但可能我哋唔觉得系好消息。
So Paul has given us this good message, this good news, but maybe we don't think it's good news.
有神同在，你在患难里面可以有平安。
When you have Christ with you, you can have peace in trials.
可能我们想拿走个患难，但是神不拿走个患难，祂只在患难里面给你平安。
We might want God to take away the trial, and God won't take it away. He wants to give you peace in the midst of the trial.
人必须面对苦难。
We will always face difficulties in life.
保罗就要帖撒罗尼迦教会知道这些苦难不是世界末日的，不是世界完完的。
And Paul wants them to know that these trials are not the end of the world. There's still more to come.
其实如果我们比较圣经所讲世界末日大灾难那个时间，跟我们所见这些其实没得比。
And if we look at what the Bible explains as the Great Tribulation, we can see that there's no comparison.
在教会历史一直以来都每次发生很严重的事情的时候，人家会问是不是世界末日。
All throughout church history, every time something happens that's a great disaster, the church will say, is it the end of the world?
世界第二次大战，人家在希特拉的时候又是这样问。
In the Second World War under Hitler, people were saying that.
在很多事发生，南亚海啸又是这样讲，911又是这样讲。
During the tsunami in Indonesia, people were saying it. In 911, people were saying it.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你看圣经所讲的大灾难，和我们现在看到这些不是灾难。
But if you look at what the Bible talks about, the Great Tribulation, what we're seeing today is not there.
我问我太太，我世界会点？如果日本有这个地震、海啸、南亚海啸同时间发生，四川 地震又同时间发生，海地海啸、澳洲水浸同时间发生，又有911同一日发生，世界会怎
样？ I was talking with my wife and I asked, what if we put all these disasters in the last 10 years on what, the same day? Sichuan earthquake, Haiti earthquake, floods in Australia, Japanese earthquake, 911 disaster,tsunami in Indonesia, all on the same day, what would happen to the world?
We would feel very nervous, right? But do you know what the big disaster is? It's the whole world, 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 the whole world.
But you know what the Great Tribulation period tells us from the book of Revelation? That the whole earth, on all four corners of the earth, at the same time has earthquakes,disasters and pestilence.
我们现在看到我们所见到这些呢是未到，只不过是迷向。
And so what we're looking at is not the tribulation time, but we're certainly getting very close to it.
因为耶稣讲明，他说我们这个 大灾难的时候呢，在马太福音24章21节，
because Jesus told us what the tribulation time will be like in Matthew 24, verse 21.
因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也没有。
So such is a time, was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor shall ever be.
他说那个灾难是未曾这样发生过，又不会再发生。
And so the Great Tribulation was going to be a certain time of history. It had never happened again or before or after.
弟兄姊妹，我们所见到呢是耶稣所讲的与妇女生子的疼痛。
What we are seeing is the birth pains that Jesus talked about.
我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书都看到的。
And we saw also in 1 Thessalonians that it talked about the birth pains.
是越来越密，越来越严重，越来越厉害，是迈向个高峰。
What we're seeing is it's getting closer together, more intense and more frequent and coming to a climax.
但未到。
But it's not yet.
可能是今日，可能是明日，可能是明年，可能是十年后，其实我们不知道。
It could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be next year, or it could be 10 years from now. We don't know. We know we're close, but we don't know.
我们是不知道何时，但是知道是很接近。但我肯定现在不是大灾难，是迈向大灾难。
But I'm convinced that we are not in the tribulation period now, we are just walking close to it.
因为我们澳门都，如果你不看新闻，你都很平安，是吧？没事发生的嘛。
Because here in Macau, if you're not looking at the news and you're not seeing what's going on in Japan, actually you're peace, right?
没什么影响，是吧？你有饭吃，有饭学，又不是水浸，又有间屋住。
You know, you've got food to eat, you've got water to drink, you've got a school to go to, you've got a house above your head.
如果大灾难不会是这样，我们可以在这里平安敬拜聚会，如果大灾难不行就被人拉晒的。 And we can have peace here and worship God. And if it was a great tribulation, we couldn't be doing this morning.
所以弟兄姊妹要清楚我们是在这个事要见到这些事不要紧张。
So we need to realize that when we see these things going on, don't be afraid.
你要相信要有忍耐要有信心等候耶稣。
We need to have patience and faith and wait for Jesus Christ.
要认够有信心。
We need to continue and have patience and faith.
因为我们面对这些困难的是要帮助我们成长。
Because these trials are going to help us to grow.
那我相信面对痛苦仰望神神一定会帮你。
And I believe that when you face trials and difficulties, as you look to God, God is going to come to your aid.
你可以依靠神的大能大力。
You can depend and rely on the strength of God.
你可以相信神是会保护他的儿女。
And you can be assured that God will protect His children.
弟兄姊妹，神不会无端端要你受苦。
God will not cause us to suffer without a reason.
如果你是经历一些痛苦、一些试炼，肯定有原因。
And if you are suffering today, I assure you there's a purpose and a reason for it.
可能你不明白个原因，但是有原因。
Maybe you don't understand the reason, but there is a reason.
你可以这样看，试炼困难是神的培训中心。
Can you look at it this way? That trials and tribulation is the training school of God.
神透过试炼去培训你。
God is using trials to train you and to build you up.
因为神是想你更加忍耐，神是想你更加刚强，有信心。
Because God wants you to be raised up, to be stronger, and to have more faith, and to be more patient.
你可不可以有这种心态？ 苦难试炼是我的朋友，不是我的敌人。
How about this one for you? Trials and tribulation are my friend, not my enemy.
你说不是牧师，这么离谱。但是神是容许你经历这些试炼，是为你好的，要帮助你，不是要责怪你。
But you know, God, if He's allowed you to have this trial in your life, it's for your benefit, not to destroy you, but to build you up.
我们在文化大革命的时候，在国内都见到这样的事情，是不是？
If you remember the Cultural Revolution in China, we saw it. It was very true.
当时很多教会，100人、200人， 只有一本圣经是人手抄的。
Back then, maybe a whole church of 100, 200 people, only one Bible, and that Bible was copied by hand.
因为他没有圣经的，他们自己要手抄，抄来抄去，很珍贵的，才拥有一本圣经。
And because they had to copy it by hand, then maybe they didn't even have the complete Bible, and it is very precious to them.
是吗？
一有本圣经，哇，觉得系宝喎。And then they had a Bible, they thought it was very special.
你而家呢？你屋企有几多本圣经？ 会唔会觉得好珍贵啊？ 日日觉得系宝嘅，要睇，唔睇唔得嘅。
How about today? How many Bibles do you have at home in your house? Do you really think it's really precious and special to you? Are you cherishing it and reading it daily like it's the most precious thing in your life?
你睇下，如果受逼迫，可能你嘅心态完全唔同晒嘅。
Maybe if you went through persecution, your attitude would change.
因为好多好似王明道或者系林献高嘅坐监嘅时候背熟晒圣经，因为佢系冇圣经喺心里边背熟佢，跟住一路喺心里边同神亲近。Because
if you were like Wang Mingdao or Samuel Lam, who is in China in prison for 20 years and then you don't have a Bible and you have to memorize the Bible, put it in your heart while you're in prison, then you really think the Bible is special for you.
逼迫是帮我们成长，困难痛苦是帮我们依靠神。
Persecution helps us to grow, and trials and tribulation cause us to rely on Jesus Christ.
所以大家，我哋系要有呢个心，就系困难会时时喺我哋身边，我哋唔可以逃避佢。
So we need to realize that we will always have trials and tribulations around us. We cannot escape from it.
那我哋有啲嘢要逃避嘅，要逃避犯罪。
There are some things we have to escape from. We have to escape from sinning.
我哋星期四晚查经班，我哋睇提摩太后前书第六章话要逃避这些，就系逃避犯罪。
In our Bible study on Thursday night, we're studying 1 Timothy chapter 6, and it said, flee from these things, and these things are sin.
我哋一定要去逃避犯罪。
We need to flee from sin.
但你唔可以逃避试炼,
but you cannot escape from trials.
有时我哋嘅困难喺我哋心里边，我哋去边度带住个困难去边度。
Sometimes the problem is in us, and wherever we go, we take the problem with us.
我哋唔可以逃避困难，我哋要面对困难，克服困难。We
can't escape from trials. We need to face them and overcome them.
系咪？
你点样面对，点样克服，就要依靠耶稣。
How can you face it? How can you overcome it? It's by relying and trusting in Jesus Christ.
帖撒罗尼加的人是这样，他面对这些困难，他有信心，他有仍旧忍耐和相信。 The Thessalonians were like that. They trusted in the Lord and they continued in their trials, so they had patience and faith and they grew in Christ.
其实苦难呢，可以使一个人越来越自私，亦都可以使一个人越来越有爱心。
You know, trials can cause somebody, suffering can cause somebody to be selfish, or it can cause somebody to be have more love.
如果你觉得冇饭食嘅时候，人哋派一个罐头俾你，你抢住我嘅，我唔同你分享，系我自己嘅。
Let's say, you know, you have nothing to eat, and somebody gives you a handout of a tin can of food, and then you grab it and you say, it's mine, you can't have it.
但我哋见到日本。 不是这样，人有互助精神，大家一起共同患难。
But you see in Japan that the people don't have that attitude. They're working together to meet the trial together.
在四川我们都见到的。我们去安源的时候，在大地震之后几个礼拜，安源是近北川的，都是毁灭。那有基督徒告诉我，他说，牧师，我们见到一个很美丽的环境，未曾发生在我们的城市。
And when we were in Sichuan, in the city of Anyan, which was very close, Anxian, which was very close to Beichuan, just a few weeks after the Sichuan earthquake, a Christian told me the same thing. He said, this is a wonderful thing. It's happened in our city. It's never happened before.
我问他发生什么事？他说，以前国家之所门前说，不理他瓦上霜，我有我，你有你，不要理我。
He said, in the past, we all just took care of ourselves. We didn't care about the guy across the street.
但地震之后呢，边个有饭食，边个行过嚟，一齐嚟食啊，一齐嚟开心啊，即系冇计较嘅，就算陌生人都照开放，大家互助精神。
And he said, now after the earthquake, you know, if somebody's got a meal cooking on the stove and somebody walks by, they say, hey, come on in and eat, come on, eat. And even if they didn't know the people, they say, come and eat. Because we all want to take care of each other in the disaster.
是不是这样？一切面对困难，苦难令到我们的爱心更加向出。
So when we face disasters, it causes us to have a love in our heart that we can share more and our love can grow with other people.
我见到日本的几个牧师在东京，可能平时不会去到这个灾区那里侍奉，现在因为他见到神触动他的爱心，他就要去。
And even in Japan, with these pastors who are from Tokyo and now going out to the devastation area, maybe they would never go to those areas to serve and reach out, but now because of the love in their heart, they are going. Suffering can cause us to have more love.
苦难可以帮到我们有爱心。
其实苦难呢，是当我们仰望耶稣，我们要是找紧神，仰望主，跟着我们的爱心是伸出去关怀别人。
And so in suffering, what we need to do is we need to grasp onto God and look up to heaven, and then we need to reach out in love to share with other people.
你有没有这个心？因为你面对苦难是找紧神的，仰望主，跟着伸出一个手帮到其他有需要的人。
Do you have that desire that when you suffer, when you're in pain, that you grasp onto God with one hand and you reach out to others in love with another hand?
You know, faith that's not tested is not strong. 我们的信心好似一个嘅肌肉，系要运用运动先可以刚强。
And our faith is like muscles; we need to exercise them to get them strong.
神俾你经历苦难痛苦，系要你嘅肌肉运动。
And God lets you experience the trials in your life so that your spiritual muscles can grow.
系好似一个毛虫。做一个茧，蜕变成为蝴蝶。
It's like the caterpillar when he makes his cocoon and then metamorphizes into a butterfly.
如果个蝴蝶喺破茧出嚟嘅时候，系要挣扎。
The butterfly when he escapes from the cocoon, he's suffering.
曾经有个小朋友，佢捉住个毛虫，破个茧。回到家摆个樽里边睇住佢。
And there's a young guy who got a cocoon and he took it home and he was watching it.
当个蝴蝶要破茧而出嘅时候，佢见到个蝴蝶咁辛苦。
And when the butterfly was trying to get out of the cocoon, he saw it so in pain.
佢话：我不如帮佢，佢帮佢搣开个茧。
And so the young guy opened up the cocoon so the butterfly could get out.
你知唔知发生咩事？You know what happened to the butterfly?
Died.
Yeah, 死咗啦。He died. 因为佢冇挣扎，佢需要经过嗰个过程，运用佢嘅肌肉，运用佢嘅身躯，先至可以学飞，先至可以生存。
Because the butterfly has to go through that process of struggling and exercising his muscles, that whole process, so that he can become strong and can fly, or she can fly, and if he doesn't do that, he's weak.
所以神同样在你身上要你经历好多的事，要你学习刚强起来。
And so in the same way, God has you experiencing many things so that you can grow and you can become strong.
弟兄姊妹，我的时间差不多，最后一点我讲不完这个，但最后一点在第五六节是发出一个问题，你可能都会问。
And we don't have enough time to go through this whole chapter, but there's just one more thing I want to touch on in verse 5 and 6. It asks a question, it raises a question, you probably thought the same thing.
他讲到，这正是神公义判断的明证。
It says that this is God righteous in his judgments.
好多时我们见到这些灾难，好多时我们见到这些事，也心里面会想，公不公平？好多无辜的。
So often when we see disasters and we see things happen, calamities, and we ask and we say, is it fair?
Today, we are going to answer this question. The time is not much. Maybe we will leave the next time to talk about it. My God is again. But in this, we can see God has a very confident answer.
Maybe there is no time this morning to get into this issue, but this passage gives us a very clear answer.
God is absolutely fair. This passage tells us that God is fair, God is righteous.
可能我哋唔明白，可能我哋唔了解，从人嘅角度，我哋觉得系冇理由。但系从神嘅角度，佢睇啲嘢同我哋睇唔一样。
Now maybe we don't understand, maybe we think it's not right, but from our perspective, things don't look right. But if we look from God's perspective, we see things in a different light.
神是一个无限的神，有无限智慧，人是有限的。
God is unlimited in his wisdom and his knowledge. Man is very limited.
有很多事在我们身上发生，我们不了解为什么，我们会问是不是公平。
And so many things happen to us in life, and we ask, is it fair?
可能你都不明白，但是我可以肯定告诉你，神是公平，有原因。
And maybe you don't understand, but I can guarantee that God is fair, and there is a reason.
我们不明白神会怎样审判人，但我们可以确定神的审判是准确。
We may not understand how God is going to judge people, but we can be rest assured that God will always judge fairly.
是吗？因为神有爱心，神有怜悯。
Because God has love and he has grace and mercy.
但很多人的误解就是因为神有爱心，见到有些无辜的受苦，觉得是很惨的。但他忽略了神是有公义、公平，他一定要惩罚罪恶。
So often because we look at God as a loving God, and then we see things happen and we wonder, all those innocent people, and we forget that God has to judge sin, because not only is he holy and loving, he is righteous and just.
你知不知道因为神是公平、公义，他不可以只眼开只眼闭。
You know that because God is righteous, he cannot turn a blind eye to injustice.
因为神是公义，他不可以受贿赂，他不可以使黑钱。
Because God is righteous, he cannot take bribes and he cannot do under the table deals.
因为神是公义，他不可以违背自己的法律。
Because God is just and holy, he cannot go against his own law.
从神的角度呢，人人应该死。
From God's perspective, everybody is guilty and should die in sin.
圣经说罪的公价乃是死，死后有审判。
The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, and after death is judgment.
我们人人都与羊走迷，
all of us are like sheep gone astray.
人人都是犯罪，
we all are sinners.
因为我们人人犯罪，我们人人应该死，应该受审判。
And because we all are sinners, we all should die, we all should be judged.
其实神审判或者惩罚不是奇怪，反而我觉得神怜悯宽恕才是奇怪。
Actually, God judging sin and punishing sin is not what's strange to me. What is strange to me is why is God loving and forgiving?
因为神为我们预备了救恩，神是想拯救罪人。
Because God prepared salvation, he wants to save those who are in sin.
神是不需要拯救的，神可以由得我们全部死没的。
You know, God doesn't have to save, he could let us all die in our sins.
但是他选择是要怜悯爱世人。
But God chose to forgive and to have mercy on man.
神不甘心见到我们死在罪恶之中。
God is not willing to see us die in sin.
于是派耶稣基督他的独生儿子来为我们死在十字架上。
So he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins.
这个是神的怜悯，这个是神的爱。
This is God's love, this is God's grace.
我们得救不是理所当然啊。
It's not...Don't take your salvation for granted.
是神免费的礼物。
That is God's loving gift, free gift to you.
至于那些死在灾难，或者你觉得无辜，我们不知道他的事，但是神知道。
to those who die that you think are innocent in a tragedy, we don't know what's going on with them. God knows.
我们要相信神容许这事发生，神系知道点样。
And we need to take faith that when these things happen, God knows what's going on.
我们要相信我们有机会将这个好消息给其他人，要更加积极。
And I believe that we need to take the initiative and even be more aggressive to take this good news of salvation to other people.
因为这里第七节告诉我们神审判的原因。
And here it tells us how God is going to judge.
第八节。
It says in verse 8 how God is going to judge.
有两种人会受审判。
There are two types of people that God's going to judge.
是不认识神的人，和不听耶稣基督福音的人。
Those who don't know God and those who reject Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，人人都在心里面，罗马书第一章讲明的，人人都在心里面知道有神的，但我们拒绝神。
Romans chapter 1 tells us that everybody knows there's God in their heart, but we all turn away from it.
约翰福音三章告诉我们，耶稣没来世界是要定世人的罪，是要拯救我们。信耶稣就得救，不信耶稣，罪已经定死，因为他不信耶稣。
In John chapter 3, verse 17 to 18, it tells us that God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. But those who don't believe in Jesus, they are already condemned because they do not have Jesus in their heart.
So
Jesus gives us the opportunity to be saved. That's a free gift from God. God knows how to judge. We need to trust God in that.
我们看到灾难发生，不要灰心，不要难过，不要惊青，反而要积极，更加信耶稣，更加爱别人。When
we see trials and tribulations, don't be frustrated, don't be afraid, don't give up hope. What you need to do is have faith in Jesus, trust in God more, and share the love of God more.
因为你有这个永生的盼望，你要更加用爱心和别人分享。
You have the hope of eternal life in you. You need to share that with other people.
Let's pray.
Yen 所发生这些事情，求主给我们心里面有平安。主，当我们自己经历到不同的困难、不同的试炼，求主帮助我们平安，令到我们更加奔向耶稣你那里，找紧耶稣的应许，让我们更加是得到主你的安慰和力量。 主，真系靠你使到我哋嘅信心同埋忍耐可以更加增长，愿我哋嘅爱心有增长，愿意我哋喺困难痛苦嘅时候更加倚靠神，更加仰望主，更加睇到神你嘅作为。主，有好多事情我哋唔明白，我哋有时会问好多点解，神系靠你。 解答我哋心中好多嘅疑问。就算我哋揾唔到答案，让我哋揾到一个嘅安全窝，就系、是、相信主你嘅带领，你嘅安排系公平公义，你系绝对真实嘅。耶稣，我唔知道今日我哋当中有几多人喺呢啲痛苦里边觉得好辛苦，系需要主你再一次特别触摸。但是我们从帖撒罗尼加教会的弟兄姊妹见到，在困难当中得到主你的同在，得到你的应许是很宝贵，所以靠耶稣你这个宝贵的应许临到我们当中，靠耶稣抹干我们的眼泪，靠耶稣建立我们发酸的腿，靠耶稣给我们更有信心向前行。我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉主名求。如果你见到好多呢啲事情发生，你惊，你恐慌，我都鼓励你，你可以嚟揾我哋倾偈。相信耶稣可以俾你一啲嘅安慰同埋力量。If you see all these things happening and it causes you to be afraid and fearful and anxious, I encourage you to come and we can talk.And I believe that God can give you peace. We don't need to walk in fear. 牧道之后开散会。